everyone. Welcome to Rube's Flyers' first birthday party. For anyone who doesn't know me, my name is Deborah Yule, and I'm involved with lots of things. So I'm one of the regular contributors to Rube's Flyers magazine. And if you haven't got this month's copy yet, which I think has only come out today, you should get one. So they're $10 each and there's some up here. Just talk to Rubes or Sharon and they'll be very happy to help you to obtain your own copy of Rubes Flyers. My job or my role here is to actually introduce you to Rubes and Sharon. So is anyone here that doesn't know Rubes and Sharon? No? No? Not a single hand? Well, I'm going to tell you how I met Rubes and Sharon. So there's a very lovely lady here by the name of Taflin. Taflin, put up your hand. So Taflin held some dinners for questioners, people questioning what was going on very early in the piece. So I'm going to say sometime through 2001-ish, early 2001-ish maybe you started?
2021.
That was 20 years ago.
Sorry, 2000. I've had a glass of wine, okay? Just don't be too picky. So early in 2021, and I'd known Taflin in the business world. She was kind enough to ask me to speak because I just stood up to be the Reignite Democracy girl for the Gold Coast, and Rubes and Sharon were there that night. So that was probably the first time that we met. We've done a lot of rallies together. Rubes Flyers started in about June or July of that year, letterboxing into letterboxes to let people know what the stats were before the TGA started to try and cover them all up. So I've known these guys probably for at least 18 months, maybe a little bit longer than that, and they are true freedom fighters. They're out there doing whatever it takes to get the word out, to get people to understand that there's something not quite right that's going on in this world. So it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to both Rubes and Sharon, and it's thanks to them that we're here tonight celebrating the first birthday of Rubes Flyers.
Hey guys, can you see us all? All right. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for coming. Shazza and I want to thank everyone for coming. We want to thank Tsar Zeus and his wonderful staff for having us here, not just tonight, but all the time. This is our go-to venue here and also the German Club. But we love coming here. It's a really good venue and great food and great company. Also want to thank Mr. Bernie over here, DJ Burntables. Thanks a lot, mate, for doing this for us tonight. I want to thank Deb for introducing to us. You didn't talk about Exit the Who.
Next time.
Oh, all right. But as Deb mentioned, we met here in 2021, probably about halfway through 2021.
11th of August 2021.
There you go, 11th of August. And about February 2021, not 2001, 2021, my mum said to me, "Are you getting the jab?" And I said, "No." And she just went off her brain, just completely lost it. And I went down a massive rabbit hole. I was already awake. I knew what was up. But you do get complacent, and I had gotten a bit complacent. I went through most of 2020 without even worrying about it. I was just working. I knew there was something wrong, but I just didn't care. I was just doing my thing. But when my mum said she was going to take that poison, that's when I really went down the rabbit hole, you know, and I started a thing called the shit files. Because my mum never got on the computer, see, so I had to get like something that I could show her in physical sense to get her to change her mind. Because I was just devastated. I went for 3 weeks without any sleep. I was angry. I was, you know, just really, really traumatized by it all. And so I'd done that, and in the meantime, I thought I needed a printer. Because I had my shitty old Officeworks $36 printer at home, but the shit files are that thick, and it would have cost me too much. So the second printer I went to, which was Varsity Graphics. The first one was too expensive. The second one, and out walked Shazza. And normally you don't go in the front part, do you? But she was there that day because she was short staff.
Yeah, no, I would send our staff home early because of the quietness over COVID.
Yeah.
So I was there on my own.
And she took one look at the content and then that was it. You know, but but back then I was on Facebook too, and Rubes wasn't even a twinkle in his old man's eye then, it was just Spence. And I thought, well, okay, well, I'll share it to my mum, I'll give it to my mum, but I thought there's got to be a lot of other people in the world that's in the same boat as I was. So I started advertising it on the Facebook groups and all that, and I ended up sending the shit files in electronic and print form to like 200 people around the world and in Australia. And after a while, I had to keep upgrading it, updating it, because as you know, back then, they were changing the goalposts even back then. Not as much as they are now, they're doing it every day now, but back then it was... They were still doing it, and I had to upgrade it like four times, and it got too much, and I said to Shaz, well, what can we do? And flyers. So we started doing a weekly newsletter flyer. We got 35 weeks of those out, and even then they got too much, and I said, well, what can we do now? And we thought, okay, let's make a magazine. And that was right before we went to Canberra last year. If we didn't go to Canberra, we would have been having the first anniversary in February, not March, but that... Canberra put it off for a month, but that's okay, we got a lot of good content out of it. So here we are, 12 months later, and after our magazine, and we've got like about 64 online subscribers, 61 in Australia, one in the UK and two in the US.
Yay.
That's online. 78% of our magazines are sold online, the rest are sold at events like this, you know, meetings, have rallies and stuff like that. So I have a bit of an announcement to make. As with the COVID shit files and the flyers that got too much to keep doing every single week and keep upgrading and all that sort of stuff, the magazine has come to a point like that as well. Now, we modelled our magazine off Nexus and Uncensored, a New Zealand Journal of Medicine. And they have like 100 pages, but we can't do that because most of our content is our own. We rarely ever take content from other people. Sometimes we do. But it's getting too much for us to do it every single month. So we're going to do it every 2 months now. It's going to be a bi-monthly magazine. Okay? It doesn't mean that there's going to be less content. There's going to be more because we'll be able to jam-pack more in there. And if you're a subscriber, it doesn't change anything. The only thing that changes is instead of being a 6-month subscription, it'll be a 6-issue subscription. Instead of being a 3-month subscription, it'll be a 3-issue subscription. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
We hope everyone understands why we're doing this, because we want to have a bit more time to ourselves, don't we, Shaz?
Yeah.
We want to go fishing, crabbing and fossicking for precious metals, and we just can't do that. While we're doing that, like, and not only that, we also get heaps of orders for flyers. At the moment, we've got a tick and flick list as long as my arm, and which isn't that long because I'm only a short ass, but but we've got to get through all that sort of stuff, you know, and it takes time, so that's why we're doing it. Nothing's going to change, it's going to get better, I reckon. And we're also working on a book for, should we say who we're doing
it
for?
Yeah, we can say who we're doing
for The Deplorables and Cafe Lockout.
Yeah.
They're doing a book, so we're publishing that for them.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a really, really good thing as well. And we also want to promote the light paper as well. Get local advertising content in it as well, which is really important. But that's a work in progress, and it's going to get achieved. So and Deb's one of the main players in that.
Yes, she is.
All right, so do you want to say a few words, Shaz?
Yeah, it was, a lot of you would know I was really lonely at the beginning, and again, I went to the organic farmers markets in Miami by myself, like thinking that's, you know, quite a safe place, and it was at the time. There was a day when the police came and had a go at everybody for not wearing masks and all that. It wasn't a very, very pleasant that day, but I was alone, and there was this table of people, and I hadn't seen Taflin in maybe 10 years, maybe. It was a long time, and there was Taflin again, sitting at this table, and we said hello, and you were with Mona, and there was a few others, and that was when the beginning of, like, then we came to Questioners and everything, and as you all know, it's been such a great experience for our social lives, hasn't it? We've got this, like, whole new family. We're not alone anymore. You know, a lot of us, you know, went down the path of not vaccinating our children a long time ago, and it was a very, very lonely place. So it's been awesome to make all these new friends, and there's lots of people here that we've met at the rallies and have helped us at the rallies and, you know, help us with everything. And so it's been great making all these new friends, and everybody supports us. You know, I've got a printing business, and everybody, you know, really does their best to send me business. It was, having a printing business on the Gold Coast was really hard during COVID. You know, we didn't have any business for quite a few months.
All right, that's it, guys. Thank you very much. Yeah, just jump all the way. Thanks a lot, guys. Really appreciate your support. Now it's time for some music and fun.